Here at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference, with me is Darren Enan, who is president of the National Corn Growers Association, and right now has fluorescent pink fingers because he was vaccinating hogs yesterday. He is truly your working man, as all of the officers of the Corn Growers Association are. And ethanol, of course, remains an important issue for the corn growers, and you're addressing this group today. What are some of the things you're going to be talking about?
Well, you know, I think basically it's pretty general in my presentation. Just talk about some of the things that corn growers are doing, how we're working with ACE on policy issues. And then after that, I believe that they've got a roundtable discussion set up where we can do a lot of Q&A, and that's where we can get into a lot more of the details on what's happening in Washington, D.C. as far as policy, what may or may not be happening in the future. And so, you know, it's just kind of a general overview on the front end concerning the National Corn Growers and ACE as a partnership. And then after that, we'll get into this, probably some more details. So,
well, one of the partnerships that you've had with ACE is the BYO ethanol program, which was introduced last year. How's that been going?
It's going very well. You know, we're continuing to get more and more pumps installed, and in a lot of states are coming up with their own incentive programs where we can piggyback those together. That, you know, is even better, and it's all about market access, you know, getting our product in front of more and more consumers, and so it's been going very well.
Now, another thing, just recently in the last few weeks, NCGA has come together with RFA, with ACE, and also with the American Farm Bureau Federation to advocate certain positions with Congress to try and speak as one voice for both the agricultural and the ethanol organizations. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what we've done is we've just went through a policy session, and our membership reaffirmed our commitment to extending the VTEC, to extension of the import tariff. And we realize there's budget constraints and there's going to be issues going forward, but with our friends in Congress who have introduced the VTEC legislation that we have out there today, we went to them and said, we are with you, Congressman Pomeroy and Senator Grassley, we're with you on the extension of the VTEC. We know it's a tough fight. You know, how can we help? And they came back and said, you know, let's stay the course. Let's keep it simple. We want to work with you. We don't know what we're going to get, but we think we can get some kind of a VTEC extended short term. And then long term, we can get into the infrastructure. And so, you know, that reaffirmed our position. And then with us, with ACE and RFA and Farm Bureau, they were thinking the same thing that we were, basically. And so that's how this group kind of evolved. And, you know, there's two tracks out there. There's kind of a long-term goals for infrastructure needs, flex fuel vehicles, blender pumps. Short-term goal, extend the VTEC, buy us some more time to get some other ideas and thoughts and get more friends in Congress to back us. And so it's kind of a parallel track. But, you know, we're focusing on the short term, just trying to get some things done before this Congress, before the elections and this Congress goes out of session. And so that's kind of how it evolved.
Well, now, the other big issue right now facing the ethanol industry is the need to go to E15 and the continual delays on the part of EPA and the Department of Energy and having to have more tests and more tests. And recently, this coalition also came out and said there's an interim step that we can take, and that's what you advocate.
That's right. We've asked for E12, not to lessen the importance on E15, not to confuse the message. We just think that there's an avenue to give us some higher blends, because the ethanol plants definitely need some higher blends. We're at the blend wall. We've got a lot of product on the market with no place to go with it. And so we said, give us something, because it's taking you a lot longer to work through E15 than what you said it was gonna. You've got more issues from your end. And we don't believe that there's any issues from the corn and the ethanol side, but you guys are dragging your feet. Give us something. Give us a goodwill gesture so that we can get through this. And that's why we came up with the E12 statement, not to take away from E15 at all, because that's still our ultimate goal.
Now, of course, this is really a crazy time in D.C. You just had Corn Congress up there, and we're looking at this comprehensive energy bill, and then Senator Reid said, oh, we're going to do it just a stripped-down version, and then all of a sudden, nothing at all. What's NCGA's response to that?
Well, we're disappointed that they're not going to do anything, but at the same time, the bill that Reid had introduced didn't have anything in it for ethanol. So it gives us a little more time to get some ethanol provisions in his bill. The downside is that they already don't get a lot done, and so by pushing it back to September, that's even less time before the elections. And so, you know, it's kind of a trade-off, but it's still one of those things where we just need something for renewable fuels like ethanol, not just the other renewable fuels out there.
All right. Thank you very much, Darren Enan, president of the National Corn Growers Association here at the ACE Conference in Kansas City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.